This is the Real BS Show with something a little different this time.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the dark. Don't sit with the wicked, don't stand where they bark, but delights in the word both day and night. Like a tree by the river, he stands upright. He's like a tree, roots digging deep. In season he bears what the faithful reap. Leaves don't wither, winds don't shake. The Lord knows the road the righteous take. Dust in the air, like chaff in the wind, they vanish somewhere. They won't stand in judgment when truth appears. They chose their path, but not their fear. Grace rolls on without no end. He's like a tree, roots digging deep. In season he bears what the faithful reap. Leaves don't wither, winds don't shake. The Lord knows the road the righteous take.
BS Show. So, Bill, how you doing?
It's something very different. I'm good. Hey, today's 9/11.
That's right.
2025.
Yeah.
Billy Graham said that there's a big shocking event going to happen today.
Supposedly he said this. I don't know if he did.
Yeah, well, it could have been AI generated.
That's the problem is nowadays, you know.
It sure sounded like him.
That's the problem. Nowadays, you can make voices with people and... This is like a PSA for everybody. You have to be careful what you see because you have to Google that to see.
See and hear.
You might have to find the actual written down where he actually said that because I could make a video saying Bill Hinkle said something, you know, and you know that you said something that you didn't say.
Well, nobody would believe you, anyways.
Yeah. Well.
No, I don't. I'm not that smart.
Well, no. I could make you saying that you really love Hillary Clinton, you know?
Well, they'd know better now.
Well, yeah. You could have changed
that's
your mind.
Stretching it right there.
I don't ever know. But this is the reality is there are a lot of people out there that are putting out content because they get that, you know, with AI, and it's all fake. And, like, even the music we're playing right now sounds like it's made by AI.
Yeah, this is religious. It's Psalms.
In the blues. Yeah.
In the blues, yeah. Now, Psalms is what, a book in the Bible?
Yeah, it's a book in the Bible. Yeah, it's about it's like poetry.
Poetry?
And songs they kind of sang, you know, played with a lyre.
or a different musical instrument.
It's really well recorded and nice guitar work. And it was really neat. So, let's try it today.
Yeah. Even though it might be AI. Because, you know, what the idea with AI is it's nothing like intelligent, really. You're just, there's a formula of music. It's mathematical, right? You know, you have notes and...
Now the whole world's that way.
So it's not like overly complicated. You could take sound samples and loop them through in a certain way, saying you want these notes, you want a half note here, you want a full, eighth notes here, you know, and have it how long you want to sustain, you know, how much reverb you want on it. You could all put that in there, these parameters, and it will generate the music for you. And sometimes you could just say, you could type a script up, like a paragraph saying, I want it to sound like this, and here's the lyrics, also put this singing in it, this kind of way of singing, and generate the song. And that's the reality we're in. It sounds, you know, it can sound really good, but the reality is it was generated by a computer. And so it's not even electronic music at that point. It's like completely, you know, the main issue I see with AI, we'll call it machine learning. That's the actual proper term here. It's not artificial intelligence. It's not even intelligent. It's just programming. The actual issue with it is copyright. There's a lot of music that these generative AIs are using. It's other artists that made it. So that's the main issue I see, is that it's going to come to a head. There's a lot of musicians that had their copyright being violated. And that's why I don't necessarily think it's a good idea in the long term. They should be making their own and kind of generating off that. But it gets into a legal. To me, it's like I think copyright's kind of maybe a weird thing, outdated thing. But it's getting into a mess because you could legally get sued for making music like that. You're, you know, using samples without approval. So I don't know. That's getting into the weeds, though.
Yeah, big time.
But the reality is you know, you have to be careful what you see online. There might be some fake stuff out there. And that Billy Graham thing you said about September 11th, 2025.
Sure did sound like him.
Well, yeah. I could remember the time I made an audio of you talking about Hillary Clinton, that you really love Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I sort of remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could play that if you want.
No.
did it sound like you?
I think so. I don't know. I never listened to me. Well,
when we cut it off, when we take it off, I'll put it on so you can hear it again. No, we won't put it in the show, but it's an example. You have to be careful out there. There's a lot of crazy stuff out there.
Yeah.
You know?
It's only going to get worse, too.
And think about this. What if someone decided to start using that as a way of spreading news? You know? And it's not true news.
I don't believe anything I hear anyway.
Right. So, I mean, in some ways, a lot of newspapers are starting to use AI to write their news articles. And you can kind of tell when it's, like, weird, the way it's worded. So, but anywho, we'll play some more songs that might be AI.
Well, yeah. Let's play this guitar player blues, doing the blues and this generated thing, whatever it is.
Yeah,
and it's singing. It sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Really good. Now, I don't know what the words are. I
it's
can't
Psalms. Quite... There's different books in the Psalms.
Well, that's fine, but I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah. So it's relaxing your soul. Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is. It's just nice music, you know. I don't know what they're saying. And
maybe they're singing all...
You know, it doesn't matter. I hear stuff at McDonald's, and the people are singing something. Who cares? But lately it's all been rap or, you know, stupid, what do you call that stuff?
Hip-hop?
I don't know. It's just pop. It's all drum machines. And
Yeah.
Let's hear another song by this, whoever it is.
Yeah. your robot overlords, right?
Yeah, right. Well, they're nice music.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Dwells in the secret place of the Most High, wrapped in grace, will rest in the shadows, safe and still, while the world outside keeps growing ill. Under His wings, I'm not afraid. Night may fall,
but I won't knock on my door. He is my refuge, my fortress strong, my God in whom I belong. He sends his angels to guard my way so I can walk through fire and stay. No evil will touch, no plague draw near. He speaks my name, I have no fear. With long life, he'll satisfy and show salvation.
Declare and the sky shout loud, no words at all, yet they draw a crowd. From sunrise flame to the nighttime deep, the voice of God don't ever sleep. Oh, the Lord. Reviving the soul like morning dew. More precious than gold, more sweet than wine. His word is honey from the holy vine. Opens my eyes, gives me sight. By them I'm worn, by them I shine. He keeps me upright time after time. Who can see the sin hid down below? Cleanse me, Lord, from the things I don't know. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations inside, be pleasing to you, my rock, my God. Oh, the Lord is perfect and true.
precious than gold, more sweet than wine. His word is honey from the holy vine. The skies may roll, but I'll still sing to the maker, the judge, my everything.
This is a real BS show.
There's no BS today.
Nope. This is a kind of a, do you call it religious or?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you're talking about the Psalms, so you got
Psalms. Yeah. Psalms in the Old Testament.
It's in the Old Testament, so it's both Christian and Jewish, I guess. You know.
So we got two outfits there. Well, maybe Islam is.
Not so much. They didn't really include this book. We'll put it that way.
No. Wow, well, I don't know anything.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, it could be interpreted as Christian, that's sure. Yeah, he's reading Psalms, you know.
Christian has to do with Christ, right?
Yeah, that's the New Testament, yeah. But it also includes the Jewish Old Testament, yeah, which is the Talmud.
Psalms,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what Psalms was.
Yeah, it's written by King David, and a few other people probably put a few in. It's just, you know,
poetry,
kind of poetry. Yeah. Talking about wisdom and, you know, God and stuff like that. So, you know, there's different, like, you know, there's also Song of Solomon, which is a different book. That's a little bit more, for married couples, if you get my drift.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Married couples need to read that book.
The folks in torture.
No. Well,
each other.
That could be interpreted that way, but more of a passion, Bill, if you get my drift. A little bit more passionate book. It's not your typical Bible book. People reading the Bible might skip over Song of Solomon and miss out the fact that it's quite sexual in nature. That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm being polite. Oh. Yeah, but seriously, new married couples should read Song of Solomon. It's a little bit different book. But you've been busy, haven't you? It's been kind of cooler weather and splitting wood.
Sawing up a lot of trees, a lot of logs. Big time.
Tree carcasses, right? Dead tree carcass.
Yeah, well, they had leaves on them a week ago. So, but it's mostly maple, so it dries pretty fast.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Just keep on hurting my back as much as I can.
Yeah.
Jeez. I get up in the morning and, I just ache all over.
Yeah,
and
you're like taking some Aleve, Excedrin or what? Not Excedrin, Aleve.
No, I'm trying not to do that, you know. I don't want to eat too many pills. It'll probably eat a hole in my stomach something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Just take more breaks, that's all.
Yeah.
Go a little slower.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you can injure yourself quite easily over.
Well, I got to cut back on the orders because I get 4 or 5 order, you know, calls for wood a day.
Yeah.
And most of them are Tynesta or Erie.
Yeah,
or,
too far away, right?
Folks, you're too far away.
Yeah.
You want some wood, drive down here and I'll load you up.
Yeah. How many people would think you'd take up your offer?
Almost. I might get a few.
Yeah.
A couple. They save $30, so.
Right.
They're kind of all for that, but, which is good. I just dump it in their trailer and away they go.
Right.
You know, it cuts down on the time for sure.
But that's a lot of work.
I'm sticking to the folks that live fairly close, and I'm really focused on the people that are heating their house with wood.
Yeah.
You know, there's some of them, they say, if I don't have any wood, I'm going to freeze to death.
Yeah.
It says, well, we'll take care of you.
And honestly, I use your wood and it burns great. The thing is it's very difficult to have that radiating heat. You can't. There's not too many things out there that put out radiating heat like that. That feels so nice in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
Just there's something about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got to be good at it, too. You don't get too hot or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, next thing you got the windows open.
I usually am around 70 or 75 in the winter.
You got to do it just right so that it kind of lasts most of the night.
Right,
and then
right.
In the morning, it cools off a bit, but not too bad, you know?
I've been pretty good about it, you know, for me.
After a while, you get good at it.
Oh, yeah.
It. That's how I heat my house, period.
It's one of those things where you get it right, you could bank the fire and at night, and that way you don't have to relight it again. One of the other things is you know, I've been always on the search for the best fat wood to use, because I use fat wood and it burns great, but I don't have to use
get
it
started.
Yeah.
I get these cupcakes and
right.
fill them with sawdust and mixed it. You make a big batch of, like, looks like oatmeal or something,
right,
you know,
right.
with the melted wax and the
right.
sawdust in there, and then you just take a spoonful and put in each cupcake, and once it dries, that's it. You got a, you know, 200-300 of those, and then anytime you want to start a fire, you just put one of them in there
right.
and light it up, and the paper starts burning. Next thing, the whole thing's going, and for 20 minutes, it'll start anything.
Right.
It really works good.
Now, I there's many different ways. That's considered the Boy Scout way method. They always taught the Boy Scouts how to make those. I didn't know if you knew that.
No.
Yeah, that's an old tactic, you know, a technique, I should say.
I thought I invented it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Do you use a special thing to melt the wax?
No, you just put it on the stove. Or, you know, I use my wood stove.
Yeah.
And you just set up a bucket of wax or vegetable shortening
uh-huh.
on there. Next thing, it's liquid.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, use what you need.
Right.
I make candles that I put in my water shed
uh-huh.
in the wintertime so it doesn't freeze.
Right. That's smart.
It works. Yeah, it works. You make those, put those candle wicks in there. You put two or three of them inside a mason jar, a quart jar, a wide mouth jar.
Mm-hmm.
And, those things will burn for 7 to 10 days.
Oh, wow.
And it heats the watershed. You know,
oh,
the
wow.
watershed's not that big. You know, it's only probably 4 by 6 or something.
Right.
And the ceiling's not that high. So you put 4 of those jars in there and let it go for 10 days. And, you know, so I probably have, I don't know, 16 of those jars that are filled with shortening.
Uh-huh.
It's much cheaper than wax.
Right.
Wax is a lot more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And that shortening burns just beautiful.
Right.
Just great. And it's, you know, you get, I don't know, probably 4 jars with one $5 thing of shortening.
Right. That's not bad.
No. And I only light them and use them when it's cold, super
right.
cold.
Right,
you know,
right.
If it's in the 40s or 30, even in the 30s, there's no sense doing it because it ain't going to freeze anyway.
Right, right.
The water pump and all that's all covered with moving blankets and
right.
stuff.
Right. You don't put it in the outhouse at all?
No.
No?
No. The outhouse has got its own Mr. Heater, so when I go out there, I light it up and I got to wait a couple minutes for it to warm up.
Yeah.
But those things are hot. They don't mess around.
Yeah. Is that propane?
Yeah, it sits on the top of a propane tank.
Yeah.
And it'll last for a long time.
Right.
But you're only out there 10 minutes.
Right,
that.
Yeah.
So.
Do you find it relaxing to be where you are?
Yeah, well, nobody comes to visit, you know. I mean, it's.
That means you need more visitors, right?
No, I don't care. I got lots of deer and rabbits and whatnot to talk to.
And you got family nearby, and you know, you got people around.
Well,
you.
They didn't even. Well, Chris comes up once in a while. And
yeah.
Checks up on me, but Kathy comes over.
Yeah.
But not much. Not much.
Yeah, but you have a nice view, though. I'll tell you that. You're kind of
nice
on top
view.
Of a hill and.
I always put on a ball game at nighttime, and 5 minutes later, I'm out.
Yeah,
sleeping.
Yeah.
I never do know who wins the games.
Right,
it doesn't matter. I get just there's three teams that have good announcers
yeah.
that are really easy, comforting to listen to.
Right.
So that's the name of that tune.
Right.
So I don't know. I bet a lot of folks think it's pretty boring.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, it depends. I mean, that's everyone's preference. You know, you enjoy that. And it's nothing wrong with you enjoying it.
It feels like freedom, you know, is what it feels like. You know, there's just no, you know, you have your delivery, wood deliveries, you know, but you schedule them ahead of time. And you do them when you feel like it.
Right, yeah. I think there is some definitely freedom there. Some people, you know, enjoy living in the city, but I think that's too chaotic for me. I mean, that each person has their thing.
All this
traffic
running by and people, stop signs and red lights every which way. No thanks.
I just, to me, it's like there's something liberating about just you kind of being away from people a little bit. You know, there's nothing wrong with people. I don't hate humanity, but I like space, you know?
Yeah. The more humanity you get around, the more craziness and stupid things happen. And people banging into each other.
You know, I go to fairs during this time of year, and, it's, September and end of August, there's a lot of fairs. And I go to, you go watch the truck pulls and whatnot, or tractor pulls. And usually I'm not around a bunch of people like that, but, getting bumped into or, there's people talking loudly or,
Put your wallet in your front pocket.
Yeah, I always do. But the point is, it's just sometimes it's that's a lot of too many people. And it's when I get home, it's I just can relax, But I'll admit, I do like going to see it's kind of fun watching those.
People act stupid.
Some do. That's normal.
You're tearing up their equipment.
Last night, for instance, last night there was I think four or five trucks that broke the drive shafts. So, just shows you, it's
day's done. Their day's over.
Yeah, they have to. They're not pulling again. It's that's not cheap part. You look how much it is, and nature of the business.
They're having fun.
I don't judge it.
Let them do it.
I'm there for the fun of it. My cousin was pulling his truck, so it was, fun to see it, it's kind of those family, it's one of those family things, my uncle used to pull a tractor, and then my grandfather used to go to the polls all the time, and it's kind of like childhood memories, we grew up in, farming mentality, this is your end of the year harvest kind of fun times thing, so it's also, there's a lot of, we had a lot of people, like my mother was in 4-H, and so there's a lot of that too as well,
Well, it's all how you grew up and how you're programmed and all that stuff. And me, I just went the opposite direction. I just soon sit on the porch and talk to the deer.
I'll admit that's not,
I like listening to the wind. I really, when the wind's blowing in the trees, that's really. That, and when it rains too. That puts you to sleep.
It's really relaxing. You could just shut everything off and just listen to the rain and just relax.
Really.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to this
Psalms.
Psalms in blue, done in blue, in a blues style or whatever you want to say.
I lift my eyes to the hills ahead. Where does my help come when I'm feeling with dread? My help comes from the Lord above, who made the heavens and walks in love. He won't let my foot be moved. He watches me with eyes that prove. He don't slumber, sleep. He's the keeper of my steps so deep. The Lord's my shade and my right hand. The sun won't scorch, the moon won't land. My way, you keep me now.
beside me through every song. He won't let my foot be moved. He watches me with eyes that prove. He don't slumber, he don't sleep. He's the keeper of my steps so deep. So I'll keep walking, no need to fret. My help's from Zion, he ain't failed me yet.
Is gone by grace replaced. When I kept silent, my bones grew old, like summer heat without no cold. But I said, Lord, I've gone astray. I laid my sin out on display, and you forgave my hidden shame. Now I'm covered by mercy, not my name. Let all the faithful pray while near. When floods come down, they got no fear. You are my hiding place, my song. You surround me when the night feels long. You said, don't be like horse or mule, resisting reins and breaking rule. I'll teach you, lead you, watch your path. I'll hold you close through storm and wrath. But I said, Lord, I've gone astray. I laid my sin out on display, and you forgave my hidden shame. Now I'm covered by mercy, not my name. Rejoice, you righteous, lift your voice. Blues are gone, I found my choice.
It's a real BS show, and we got something very, very different today.
Yeah.
And we might lose a few audience
That's
members.
All right. Well, let's say you don't enjoy the religious aspect. You can at least enjoy the music, you know, even if it's generated
it's
by
well
AI.
Well recorded, yeah. It's definitely.
Before we started the quality. Before we started the show, I was kind of showing Bill how kind of you do it. You kind of type a paragraph in, and you can take some lyrics and then have the, we'll call it the machine learning, go through and process it. And it's, you know, large language models that convert it over to audio and has sound samples it takes, and then boom, generates the song. But there's a lot of interesting ways of doing this. I'm still the type, I love
real music, in my opinion. Like with you and Steve or the Distance Band, the stuff we did was real fun. It's always fun doing it, you know. I like to do more songs with Mike, you know. You know, we should, Mike, if you're out there, you know, come on, let's get some more music going. You know, it's fun.
I think he's ready to go.
Yeah, let's make some more music, you know. And to me, it's like, but at the same time, you know, dabbling around with machine learning and generative AI music.
Oh, this stuff here is beautiful. Yeah, I mean, it's really
and it's getting really hard to distinguish what it is real and what's fake. And that's where, you know, hey, I kind of wish that they'd put on there. And to me, in my ears, this is generated music. It's not human made. And I wish they would label that, because it's just being honest. But that's, yeah, whatever. It sounds good. You know?
Yeah. So, whatever trips your
trip. I'm not trying to be the party pooper. It's just, you know, I've been in the field for a while. I've been messing with generative AI for a long time and large language models and machine learning. And I use a lot of machine learning, which is not AI. It's a little bit different. I don't want to go into the weeds talking about it because I'll bore people to death. But I mess around with it because I have to do it with work. There's a lot of things I have to process, and you have to be able to process that information on the fly. And so it requires a lot of knowledge that the back end will handle and that I don't have to deal with. There's only so much you can do, you know what I'm saying? So you have to, you know, there's only so much human time in the day. You can't make 26 hours out of 24, you know? So I don't know. But this next one, you know, it's Born in the Blues. That's what they're calling it. The whole thing is called Born in the Blues. Does it make you feel, this is the kind of thing you'd listen on the back porch while you're on the porch?
Yeah,
while
it might, yeah. I'm not a blues fan, you know, but this is different. It's it's a little more interesting, and sound quality-wise, it's excellent.
To me, I like the blues. I like, you know, modern. I like older blues. My favorite blues artist is Blind Willie Johnson, and this music here kind of reminds me of his playing. He did a lot of slide guitar work. In a lot of ways, he's the father of the blues. So the downside is all of Blind Willie Johnson's music is, like, old. So it's, like, you know, there's no masters anymore. That's all records that are sounding scratchy, you know. I wish somebody out there redo Blind Willie Johnson properly, you know, make a modern version, but not, you know, do it how he did it with a slide guitar and his vocals, and that's it. That'd be great. But I don't know.
Well, the price of silver, just for your own information, is hovering around $42.20,
$42.30. Oh, wow.
And gold is up $36.74. I mean, that's they're setting a record every day.
Yeah.
Something's going on. Yeah. Something's happening.
Could be just people buying right now, you know? I mean, why not buy?
Well, it's not people. It's some big institutions and big countries, whether it's China, Russia, or India, or
could be the U.S. There's a lot of things we don't know.
We're sliding backwards.
I think
we're going backwards.
I think there's a lot of, like, you know, we look at the asteroids, and I'm a big believer that if you go mine the asteroids, one asteroid could easily tank the whole precious metals market instantly. They've estimated trillions of dollars on asteroids, you know.
Well, America's losing its grip. These treasuries that they print up. And
yeah, that's we.
It's all fake money.
It is. Oh, every country is doing that right now. It's every fake. This is the problem.
There's a lot of them.
1971 is the year that people need to look back and say, what happened? And there's a website. What the fuck happened? A WTF happened in 1971. If you look that up, and you'll see there's graphs, there's charts, there's data that shows something drastically changed in 1971, and we went downhill from then. And it's basically went off the gold standard. And we need to get back to stable currency, because obviously printing money is not solving our problems.
Well, the rest of the world's leaving us behind. They don't want our money.
No, but they're
it's
going
all
to
fake anyway.
They're all going to their own fiat currency anyways. Everyone's
doing
fiat.
All going to gold and silver.
That's what they
platinum.
Say. But I end up looking into that a lot, and there's not. They're just going to another fiat currency, and that's again, you know, fiat currencies is a joke. We need to get back to the gold. Or silver, something.
Well, something, yeah, some kind of something. Something, yeah, to back it up.
But we got another song up here.
All right, yeah, let's do some more blues. I never thought I'd be saying that.
Yeah, some more blues.
In the fight, her help ever present through the long dark night. Though the earth gives way and the mountains fall, we won't be shaken, not at all. There's a river in the ruins flowing still, a holy stream from Zion's hill. The Lord is with us, never gone. He's our fortress, he makes us strong. Nations rage, kingdoms reel, but one word from him and all things heal. The God of Jacob walks with me through fire, through storm, through history.
God, you are my God alone. Early I seek you when I'm far from home. In a dry land where the rivers fade, my soul still calls your holy name. My soul thirsts for you, my body yearns in the heat of trial, my spirit burns. But I've seen your power in the place
place of praise, and I'll bless you, Lord, all my days. Your love is better than life itself. No gold or wine, no earthly wealth. My lips will glorify your name. In the night I'll sing through joy and pain. On my in the shadow of wings I'm pulled through. You hold my hand, I cling so tight, and I sing the blues with heaven's light. My soul thirsts for you, my body yearns in the heat of trial, my spirit burns. But I've seen your power in the place of praise, and I'll bless you, Lord. Yes, my soul follows hard behind in the driest place, you're what I find.
I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me, heard every word, pulled me up from the pit so wide, out of the mud. Now I stand with pride. He set my feet on solid ground, put a new song where despair was found. Many will see, many will fear, and trust the Lord who brought me here. Blessed is the one who won't turn aside to lies and pride, to the shifting tide. Your wonders, Lord, are too many to name. No one compares. You're not the same. Sacrifice and offering you did not see, but a heart wide open, humble and meek. I said, here I am, and I won't delay. I'll shout your truth in the light of day. Thank you.
set my feet on solid ground. Put a new song where despair was found. Many will see, many will feel, and trust the Lord who brought me here. I was stuck in the blues, but now I sing to the one who lives from everything.
Well, it's getting late. It's getting past our time here.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with the blues.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be listening to this blues this long.
This is the more older kind of style blues that I enjoy as well. Like I said, this is kind of reminding me of Blind Willie Johnson a little bit, you know?
Well, I never met the guy, so
he was quite old. I'll tell you what, a little fact about him is, you know, the Voyager 1?
No.
The furthest man-made object in space from Earth?
Far away.
Yeah, it's a satellite. The gold plate on there has Blind Willie Johnson's song on there. And, sometimes we need that in life, you know?
I don't.
Well, you're enjoying it. The descendants of it here, you know? That's how I view it. You know, all music is has descendants. You know, it's like children. You know, they all come from a source and borrow from each other. And I think that's what makes music beautiful, you know?
Yeah, you got to hit you at the right time, at the right angle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Beatles, you know, they had some new stuff when they came out, but really they were borrowing from the old blues, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that, you know? I think that, you know, being inspired by other genres can, you know, just other music or musicians could be a good thing. I mean, it kind of broadens your horizons, gives you a lot of more tools.
Well, it's been going on for thousands of years.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah.
You know, since changing now.
No, it's good. So I think I view it as a good thing.
Well, let's do a couple more here and we're gone.
Yeah.
Everybody stay healthy. Careful what you eat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just be careful. Be have fun, but be careful at the same time, if that's possible.
Right, right.
And we'll see you all next week.
See ya.
The earth is large and all it holds. The world and all who walk its road. He found it on the waters deep, and still his promises he keeps. Who may stand on that holy hill? The one with hands and a heart that's still. Lift up your heads, you ancient gates, let the King of glory straight. He don't play games, he don't do fraud. He walks in truth and fears his God. Blessings rain from heaven's throne. Those who seek him and him alone. Open wide you doors of praise. Let the King come through the haze. Who is this King so strong and wise? The Lord of hosts in fire. Thank you.
let the King of Glory enter straight. So I'll tune my soul and raise my sound. The gates are open, His glory's found.
You search me, Lord, and you know me well. Every word I speak, you can foretell. You hem me in behind, before. Your hand still leads me to the shore. Where can I go where you're not near? From highest heights to valleys clear, even in darkness, you see bright. You carry me through day and night. You formed my frame in secret ways, wrote all my days before my days. I praise you, Lord, for I'm fearfully made.